Hello, everybody. I won't be long on this podcast, but I felt like this was kind of important here, particularly with this law here in Michigan regarding truck drivers. The Michigan lawmakers have considered a bill to ban big rigs from using the left lane. It's supposed to help the traffic flow better and to kind of help prevent the dangers of big trucks on the road. I don't know. You got a lot of impatient truck drivers, but I can tell you this, a lot of people probably be running out of time a lot more. This will definitely slow things down. This one here, I don't know. I'm not too big of a fan of this one. But Michigan State reps, Will Brooks, HB 5304, was recently approved by the House Transportation, Mobility, and Infrastructures Committee, and will now advance to the full House for further consideration by the state lawmakers. The bill will restrict trucks over 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight from using the left lane on three or more lane freeways. It would also require trucks to stay in the right lane if the freeway construction lane closure results in only two usable lanes. The legislation would provide exemptions for a reasonable distance before making a left turn where a special hazard exists that requires you to use an alternative lane for safety reasons or when posted in construction zones. Brooks says that the intentions of the bill is to enhance traffic flow and safety on Michigan roads. With unanimous approval from the Transportation Committee, it's clear that our plans is gaining traction. Brooks said, by making these simple changes, we can minimize congestion, making our expressways safer, and help drivers navigate our expressways with less frustration and gridlock. Michigan, to me, is not a very truck-friendly place anyway, as far as navigating around. Michigan is probably, one of the worst places I've seen, as far as trucks getting around, getting into places. I guess I can understand why they would say that, but however, just navigating around in Michigan is just nerve-wracking. I wouldn't be surprised if this would, why a place like Michigan would definitely want something, like this in effect. Pretty crazy. I felt that was important for you guys to know. And I want to speak on considering that, this other story may be another issue while they, want to push this issue. But this was, this situation didn't occur in Michigan. However, it's a situation that, I'm sure that has been considered, because here we have a car that was pushed over the side of a bridge after being dragged by a semi. And this happened in Dallas on Thursday. Texas is a, you know, pretty difficult place to drive a big truck as well. The accident happened on April 25th at around 9 o'clock a.m. along the 9900 block of Walton Walker Freeway in Dallas, Texas. The semi truck and car collide, pushing the car against the bridge railing. The rig then dragged the car for several yards before sending it plummeting into the Trinity River below. Wow. There were two gentlemen that were actually fishing the area when they heard the commotion and saw the incident happen. Excuse me. They say they rushed over to the car, which landed upright, to help, but the motorist had already gotten out himself. The two men then helped the motorist out of the water. The motorist reportedly had an injury to his torso, but was walking and talking and alert following the accident. The trailer was towed from the scene while a crane was used to pull the car out of the river. Police say that neither the motorist or the truck driver was seriously hurt. Officers did confirm that the tractor trailer struck the car, which is the cause it to plunge into the river. But the incident is still under investigation. So that is a little bit of news that I wanted to fill you guys in. We had another truck accident, and as well as the laws that obviously Michigan wants to, put in place here. So basically every truck would be, you know, destined to only be in the far, lane, which is going to be pretty interesting to see how that works out. you talking about again being backed up. Every truck just following along, and you're gonna have a convoy of trucks in the right lane. And for those drivers who have no patience, and you have a lot of them out there, this is going to be disastrous for them. And I feel, now this is only in Michigan, so I guess once you're clear of Michigan, you're obviously able to get over to the opposite lane. But as long as you're in Michigan, you are only destined to be in the far right lane, unless the situation is a construction that, you know, allows you to be in a separate lane, or it's a situation within reason that you can be in the right lane if you need to make a exit or turn within reason, within a certain amount of miles. I would suggest this is another added layer of situations that, you know, driver's going to have to be up on. I'm not a fan of it. But again, who am I? So appreciate you guys. It's A1. Try to keep you guys updated on different things within this crazy world to navigate around. Thanks a lot. Appreciate y'all. A1 diversity always. Stay up. Thanks. Peace.